بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا محمد، وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. Respected elders, dear brothers and sisters, my young friends, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. When we travel by plane, my brothers and sisters, we know that there are weight restrictions on baggage for the benefit of the baggage handlers, but most importantly, for the safety of the plane. There are weight restrictions and a certain amount of weight that the airplane is able to carry. And if the plane is overweight, then it poses a serious risk. It may not be able to take off, or worse yet, it could even crash. My brothers and sisters, our sins are unnecessary and overweight baggage that prevent us from taking off spiritually in the pursuit of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ramadan is related to which is heat. And the scholars mention the connection between the heat that is created in the bodies due to the lack of food and drink and its effect on us spiritually. Because over the year, our sins that we have committed and every single person who has reached maturity is a sinner, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has designed us like that. So over the year, our sins cause our spiritual hearts to become rusted, to develop a layer of filth, a crust that develops on the heart and then leads it to become hardened. The hardening of the heart is mentioned in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, ثُمَّ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ. So it is mentioned that, and we understand, we learn that the spiritual heart is one that can harden, and once it becomes hardened, it is not able to absorb goodness. It is not able to absorb guidance. It is related from Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that verily when the servant, meaning of Allah, commits a sin, a dark spot appears on the heart. نُكِتَتْ فِي قَلْبِهِ نُقْتَةٌ سَوْدَاءٌ. A dark spot appears on the spiritual heart. If the person abandons the sin, seeks forgiveness, and repents to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then his heart is polished. If he returns to the sin, the darkness will increase, or will be increased, until it overcomes his heart. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went on to say, وَهُوَ الرَّانُ الَّذِي ذَكَرَ اللَّهُ كَلَّا بَلْ رَانَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that this is the covering that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in Surah Al-Mutaffifin, that no, but on their hearts is a covering because of what they have earned. In Tafsir Al-Qayyim, which is a collection of explanations by Imam Ibn Qayyim rahmatullahi alayh, he says that the basis for this is that the heart rusts from disobedience. The spiritual heart rusts from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If it increases, the rust will overpower it, meaning the heart, until it becomes fully stained and fully covered, right? So you think about a car or a bike or something, you know, that's metal, you leave it outside and it starts developing rust. We know what happens if you do not prevent the rust, if you do not take rust, and if you don't take away the conditions that are causing the rust, it ends up overtaking the entire object. So he says if it increases, the rust will overpower it until it becomes fully stained and covered. Then it overpowers it further, until it becomes marked, locked, and sealed. The heart becomes dim and enveloped. And if that happens, meaning it becomes fully covered, and if that happens to it after guidance and insight, after it has received guidance and insight from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is reversed, and its upper part becomes lower than its upper part, meaning the part of guidance and the part that was enlightened by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it flips, it goes, and it becomes covered by this layer with that has become fully stained and locked and sealed. Then he says, then his enemy will overtake him and herd him towards wherever he wants. And of course, the enemy being the shaitan. So together, my brothers and sisters, the physical and spiritual effects of Ramadan should lead a person to feel humble, to feel weak, and to feel small in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Indeed, Allah azza wa jalla tells us, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ أَنْتُمُ الْفُقَرَاءُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ هُوَ الْغَنِيُّ الْحَمِيدُ. That, O people, it is you who stand in need of Allah. It is you who are the fuqara in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, the word that is used is the word that we use for someone who is destitute, for someone who is absolutely poor. In the verse of zakat, إِنَّمَا الصَّدَقَاتُ لِلْفُقَرَاءِ وَالْمَسَاكِينَ. So the first category of zakat is mentioned, fuqara. So we understand in our minds when we look for a poor person, someone who is truly deserving of zakat, you know, what sort of image you have in your mind of the type of person that you're looking for, who is absolutely destitute, who is needy, who doesn't have anything. So this is the word that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses to describe us, to describe the human beings in relation to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya ayyuhan nas, antumul fuqara'u ila Allah. It is you who are needy, who stand in need, who are destitute in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahu huwa al-ghaniyyul hamid. But Allah alone is the self-sufficient and praiseworthy. So this state, my brothers and sisters, this state of feeling heavy with sin, this state of feeling weak in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this state, you know, of feeling that our hearts aren't as soft as they should be, that our hearts have started becoming hardened, our hearts have started becoming hardened, this brings us to an act, this should bring us to an act that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves, and an act that we all need. Now, one of the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves from His servants is when they turn to Him seeking forgiveness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ. That indeed, Allah loves those who are constantly repentant, who are regularly seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And indeed, even the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala many, many times a day. 70 times in one narration, 100 times in another narration. Whereas he sallallahu alayhi wasallam didn't need to do that, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taken care of him spiritually, and he was protected from all of this. He did not need to do that, yet he would still turn in repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala many, many multiple times a day. And he sallallahu alayhi wasallam also told us, as narrated by Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, Wallahi, by Allah, Lallahu afrahu bi tawbati abdihi min ahadikum yajidu dalatahu bil falat. That by Allah, Allah is more pleased with the repentance of His servant. Pay attention to this, right? Wallahu afrahu. By Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased, or is more pleased with the repentance of His servant than what one of you would do, or the joy that one of you would have on finding his lost camel in the waterless desert. Right? In another narration, longer narration, right, he gives more detail about a person who is traveling in the desert. There's no water, and all of his supplies, his provisions are on his camel, and he takes a break to take a rest, and he wakes up and the camel is gone. You can imagine the hopelessness that person is feeling. And then, all of a sudden, in his moment of, you know, of being down and of feeling lost and hopeless, the camel comes back. When there's no hope of the camel coming back, right? Like it is said, when the camel goes, the camel's gone. Okay, ain't coming back. Okay? So the camel comes back, and the joy that that person would feel at that moment, the relief that they would feel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's joy is greater than that feeling at that time. Subhanallah. When His servant when any one of us turns back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in repentance. Allah azza wa jal tells us in the Quran, وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. And all of you together beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you, O believers. All of you turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you, O believers, لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ, so that you may be successful. So that you may be successful. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us one of the secrets of success, of true success for our spirits, for our souls, for our bodies, our minds, in the big picture, when we take the hereafter into account, and even in the worldly sense, turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and repent for Allah regularly. And thus we are told that, you know, whoever increases and does a lot of istighfar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes their hardships from their lives. He provides them from places where they could not even imagine. So this is one of the secrets of our pious predecessors, of the scholars, to seek more from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is to do a lot of istighfar, to seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But here what's interesting, my brothers and sisters, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ plural, جَمِيعًا, all together, أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, addressing all of the believers. So our collective weight, my brothers and sisters, the collective weight of sins, it pulls down, it pulls us down as a community. It pulls us down as an ummah. It has an effect on the entire state of the ummah, because every single one of us is an important member of the community and of the ummah. So our sins are not only affecting us, but they are affecting the collective state of the community and of society and of the ummah. But if you want success, we need to keep turning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in repentance. Now no one here is perfect, is sinless, you know, no one here is pure, except of course for the young children who have not reached maturity yet. You know, everyone has some history, some skeletons in their closet, some filth in their hearts and minds. So how should we feel about that? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, "Inna al-mu'mina yara dhunubahu ka'annahu qa'idun tahta jabal yakhafu an yaqa'a alayh." That a believer sees his wrong actions as if he were sitting under a mountain which he fears will fall on him. A believer sees his sins or sees his wrong actions as if he were sitting under a mountain at which he fears will fall on him. Right? You see a person who's in a precarious situation and they're not sure if something above them is going to fall on them. You see how they behave and how they are careful. Right? Whereas, وَإِنَّ الْفَاجِرَ يَرَى ذُنُوبَهُ كَذُبَابٍ مَرَّ عَلَىٰ أَنْفِهِ. The impious person sees his wrong actions like flies passing over his nose, and he does this. Just flings it away. Right? Just swipes it away. Right? That is the approach of the impious person, of the fajr, whereas the mu'min, the believer, is one who sees his sins not as being, oh, it's just something, you know, it's okay, Allah will forgive me, right? Yes, it's important to have hope in the mercy and forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? But it should not be taken for granted. It should not be taken for granted. It should be desired from the heart, not taken for granted that, oh, Allah will take care of me. That is not the approach of the believer. Yes, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will, right? But as a believer, I should feel that what I have done was wrong, and that I have done something unjust and something wrong against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive me. And we talked, you know, yesterday about the balance on Sunset Live. We talked about the balance between hope and fear, right? So the believer's state is between the two, between hope and between fear. So brothers and sisters, we are all loaded with sins, and they can drag us down. Now they are dragging us down now, and they will drag us down. They can drag us down on the Day of Judgment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. So it is time to shed that spiritual weight. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us upon the fitrah, which is the natural disposition to recognize Him, to worship Him. Right? All of these external influences and filth and exposure that we find around us, it ends up covering that natural disposition subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us with. You think of the default settings on your tablet, you know, on your device, on your computer, and if you change the settings around too much, right, you go all around and you're downloading all types of stuff from all types of you know, websites and different app stores, and you have too many downloads, you have too many apps, you have too much spyware, there's malware, there's all types of stuff, and then your device can no longer function properly. And you say, I'm trying to use my computer, it's become too slow. You know, there's all these pop-ups that keep coming up. You know, this is happening and that is happening. It keeps crashing, right? It's because of what you have done. So similarly, you know, for our hearts, it is the same state, right? We become covered with all the various things that we have taken in and the things we have exposed ourselves to. But in this month, my brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a special opportunity to wipe our souls clean, because it is the month of forgiveness and mercy. And there's a special amnesty, a clemency. It's like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is calling out to our souls to come back to where it belongs, into the submission and obedience of its Lord. Because you know what? The peace and the sukoon that the soul and heart find in being where they belong can never be found anywhere else. There's a special portion of the heart that can only receive contentment and peace through the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and through the submission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So people will go crazy seeking happiness and seeking joy, but they will never attain it if they do not have the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their hearts. Allah azza wa jal tells us, يَا أَيُّهَا الْإِنسَانُ مَا غَرَّكَ بِرَبِّكَ الْكَرِيمِ. O people, what has emboldened you against your Lord? Lured you away from your Rabb, the Kareem, the most generous. So the doors of forgiveness and mercy are still open, my brothers and sisters. One day they are going to close. One day those doors are going to close. Either when we go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or when the signs appear that the Prophet ﷺ has told us, after which the doors of forgiveness, of repentance, will be closed. But right now they are open. Right? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, كَتَبَ رَبُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِهِ الرَّحْمَةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your Lord, has taken upon himself to be merciful, has written for himself to be merciful. مَنْ عَمِلَ مِنْكُمْ سُوءًا بِجَهَالَةٍ مَنْ عَمِلَ مِنْكُمْ سُوءًا بِجَهَالَةٍ ثُمَّ تَابَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ وَأَصْلَحَ فَأَنَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. That whoever amongst you commits evil, commits sins ignorantly or recklessly, then repents afterwards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and changes his or her ways, then Allah is truly all forgiving and most merciful. And one of the verses of the gives us the most hope. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, say, قُلْ, O my servants who have transgressed against themselves, meaning by sinning, do not despair of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Indeed, Allah forgives all sins, and indeed it is He who is the forgiving and is the merciful. And my brothers and sisters, if we repent, we can become the best of the people in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Somebody who is disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a sinner can become from amongst the best of people. How is that? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, كُلُّ بَنِي آدَمَ خَطَّى وَخَيْرُ الْخَطَّائِينَ التَّوَّابُونَ. That all the children of Adam are sinners, and the best among the sinners are those who repent. So my brothers and sisters, it is a three-step purification process. Number one, cease and desist. Number one, stop the action of disobedience. Hopefully it has already stopped in the month of Ramadan, and that it will not restart, inshallah, after Ramadan has passed. So number one is to stop what the action is. Give it your best effort to stop the sin. Secondly, regret it and feel bad about it. Right? Have regret, have some feeling of guilt, not to the point of depression, but to the point of feeling that a realization that what I have done or what I am doing is wrong, and I wish I wasn't doing it, and I wish that I hadn't done it. So feeling regret. And thirdly, making a solid resolve to never return to the sin once again. And really try not to go back to it. But if it so happens that a person goes back, maybe it's an addiction, maybe it's something else that a person cannot stop doing, then again repeat these steps. It's like a rinse and cycle process. So you redo, run the wash, once again. And fourthly, if it has to do with another person whose rights were taken or that was wronged, then correct that wrong and apologize to that person if it involves another person. Finally, my brothers and sisters, Anas radiallahu anhu told us that I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying, Allah the Almighty said, O child of Adam, so long as you call upon me and ask of me, I shall forgive you for what you have done and I shall not mind. O child of Adam, were your sins to reach the clouds of the sky and were you then to ask me forgiveness, then I would forgive you. O child of Adam, were you to come to me with sins nearly as great as the earth, and were you then to face me ascribing no partner to me, I would bring you forgiveness nearly as great as it. My brothers and sisters, this is how merciful and how forgiving our dear Rabb, our Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. So flee to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Allah says, فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. Rush towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not wait until it is too late. Just turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and surrender. Say, Ya Allah, I turn myself in. Ya Allah, I have sinned enough. I have rebelled enough. I have tried to outsmart you enough. I have doubted you enough. And I haven't gotten anywhere. Ya Rabbi, forgive me. Ya Rabbi, shower your mercy and forgiveness upon me. Ya Rabbi, change my heart. Ya Rabbi, forgive my heart. Oh, Ya Rabbi, purify my heart and make me from your pious and obedient servants. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us to all of this, and may He make this Ramadan truly life-altering and life-changing for us in a good way. Ameen. Wa akhru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. We'll take a quick break, inshallah, and we'll continue.